This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
One of the things that was very striking to me when I was looking through the du'as for Jannah is that when you actually read through the Quran, there are very few du'as for Jannah. In fact, almost all of the du'as are protection from the fire, or asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, or asking for mercy. And the implication of that is that if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, then you will go back to your natural home, because the natural disposition of the believer is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the natural destination for the believer is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in paradise. Sometimes you hear du'as and they sound so fancy, and it's like, I want to memorize it exactly as it sounds. And the reality is, Allah wants you to be sincere. Ask Allah for Jannah and be sincere. And there's a beautiful hadith where there was a man who came to the Prophet ﷺ, and he was frustrated because he felt like his du'as weren't poetic enough. And he said to the Prophet ﷺ, I don't understand your humming and the humming of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Like, you and Mu'adh, you have such beautiful du'as, and I don't understand those du'as, and I don't know how to make du'a like that. The Prophet ﷺ said, well, what do? He said, I just make shahada, and then I say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. And the Prophet ﷺ said, me and Mu'adh do the same. Meaning, we basically take that, and then we build on that. And this idea here that, you know, the du'as are meant to be simple. We just ask Allah for paradise and we ask Him to avoid hellfire, and then we build on that. Don't overcomplicate things with your du'a. However, inshallah ta'ala, we'll go through five du'as that we can make for al-Jannah that we can take from the Quran and the Sunnah. So the very first one is this one. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. Oh Allah, I ask you for paradise, and I seek refuge in you from the fire. The second du'a is a du'a that is so comprehensive that we are to say this du'a in so many functions of our ibadat. And it is the du'a, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Allah, grant us the best of this life and the best of the hereafter, and protect us from the fire. And the first part of that, fi dunya hasana, the goodness of this world, is what Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah said, ilmun nafi'a wa rizqun tayyiba wa amalun mutaqabbala. That you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for beneficial knowledge, you're asking Allah for pure sustenance, and you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for accepted deeds. And the goodness of the hereafter is everything of Jannah and the best part of it, which we have already asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, which is to see His face and be protected from the fire. We don't want to enter the fire, even for a moment, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. The third du'a is another one from the Qur'an. رَبَّنَا وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَىٰ رُسُلِكَ وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. Where we are taught to say, our Lord, and grant us what you promised us through your messengers, and do not disgrace us on the day of judgment. Indeed, you do not fail in your promise. And so it's an affirmation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is indeed true, and you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that basis. Now the next one is a lengthy one, and in fact these last two ones are lengthy du'as that we can use bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, where the Prophet ﷺ taught the companions to specifically ask for Jannah. And this one is a du'a that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that the Prophet ﷺ taught her. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kulli, aajilihi wa aajilihi, ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam, wa a'udhu bika min al-sharri kulli, aajilihi wa aajilihi, ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka 'abduka wa nabiyyuka, wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma 'aadha bihi 'abduka wa nabiyyuka. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal, wa a'udhu bika min an-nari
وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل وأسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء قضيته لي خيرا.
O Allah, I ask you for all that is good in this world and in the hereafter, what I know and what I do not know. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from all evil in this world and in the hereafter, what I know and what I do not know. O Allah, I ask you for the good that your slave and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has asked you for. And I seek refuge with you from the evil from which your slave and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought refuge from. O Allah, I ask you for Jannah and for that which brings one closer to it, in word and in deed. And I seek refuge in you from hellfire and that which brings one closer to it, in word and in deed. And I ask you to make every decree that you decree concerning me good. Now this last dua comes to us, and it's a lengthy one, where Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made this dua in the Witr Salah, and he was followed by some of the tabi'een who asked him where he got it from and asked him to repeat it and teach it. And he said he got it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اللهم بعلمك الغيب وقدرتك على الخلق أحيني ما علمت الحياة خيرا لي وتوفني إذا علمت الوفاة خيرا لي اللهم إني أسألك خشيتك في الغيب والشهادة وأسألك كلمة الحق في الرضا والغضب وأسألك القصد في الغنى والفقر وأسألك نعيما لا ينفد وأسألك قرة عين لا تنقطع وأسألك الرضا بعد القضاء وأسألك برد العيش بعد الموت وأسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك في غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. So the Prophet ﷺ taught Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu and all of us to make this dua. O Allah, by your knowledge of the unseen and by your power over all creation, let me live if you know that life is good for me, and let me die if you know that death is good for me. O Allah, I ask you to grant me fear of you in private and in public, and I ask you for the ability to speak a word of truth in times of contentment and anger. And I ask you for moderation in wealth and in poverty. And I ask you for blessings that never cease, and for the coolness of my eye, meaning pleasure that never ends. And I ask you for your pleasure after your judgment. And I ask you for a life of coolness after death. And I ask you for the delight of gazing upon your noble face and the joy of meeting you without any harm and misleading trials befalling me before that. O Allah, dress us with the beauty of faith and make us guides who are upon correct guidance.
Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'innah irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي.